I'm Rita Daniels, and as many of you know, I was raised here in New Mexico, educated in public schools, and recall that for 9 weeks in junior high, I was required to take a civics class where supposedly we studied the New Mexico State Legislature and learned just how bills become laws here in the land of enchantment. Well, fast forward 20-some years, and I have to admit that when this year's legislative session kicked off on January 15th, I needed a little refresher. Cue music. Lana Atkinson is a political science professor with the University of New Mexico and was kind enough to speak with KUNM's Tristan Ottone and myself.
Our legislature, it's a very difficult, you know, schoolhouse rock kind of thing to get a bill to pass. And that is by design. You don't have two houses and a separate executive if you want policy changes to happen quickly.
The two Democrat-controlled houses are the House of Representatives and the Senate. The separate executive referred to would be, at the moment, Republican Governor Susana Martinez.
New Mexico's 112 legislators are the officials, state representatives and senators elected by you. And they get together for either 30 or 60 days, depending on the year, at the Roundhouse in Santa Fe to work on policy.
Legislators care about policy, but the process has a time component that makes it difficult for many of the bills to get heard in the process. And when you only have 60 days, you're very limited.
This year was one of those 60-day sessions.
And the agenda?
They absolutely have to pass the budget. That's their primary goal. The governor also puts pressure on specific issues.
This year we saw that played out with tax reform and health care, for example.
And then there's the bills that individual legislators introduce. This is where the nail-biting fun starts.
The bill can start in either house. It gets read, and it gets sent to multiple committees.
Depending on what the bill is, of course, determines which committees it's sent to.
And there are dozens of committees made up of the legislators, and you could think of it as a little breakout groups.
Theoretically, those committees have hearings and give it a do pass, a do not pass, or it can simply do nothing and let the bill die by not reporting it out of committee.
We were even told that if a committee chair doesn't care for the bill or the lawmaker, they simply never bring the proposed legislation up for discussion.
It's another way that a bill dies. But if the committee refers the bill back to the respective house, it gets voted on by the members, and if it passes, it moves to the other house.
So if it starts in the House of Representatives, for instance, it moves to the Senate and vice versa. And then the whole process starts all over again.
Ultimately, both houses have to have a bill that is identical. They have to concur. When all those things happen, the governor can then veto it or sign it into law.
So that is where we are at this very moment. The legislative session is supposed to end tomorrow at noon. Many committees have stopped meeting altogether. Bills are making their way onto the governor's desk, but as we are seeing, some she's signing and some she's vetoing. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.
And I'm Tristan Ottone.